And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas, and how you can improve your current investments and or your current or future retirement income. So here we are, about halfway through 2021 already. Where does the time go? Now, hopefully you remained invested. For the past 6 months, since December, 2021 has been a rocket of a year so far. In the past 12 months, or so since last May of 2020, dramatic gains, fantastic turnarounds, all there to help you gain, enhance upon your multiple five-year plans. The last year, a very strong chapter in your investment book of life. So let's review some of the funds for the past 6 and 12 months and beyond, and give you an idea of what's in these funds. What growth stocks are there? What is available out there for you, and why invest in that? And the risks and rewards for the average investor. And for those investments who have performed less than average, you're not keeping up, not keeping pace to what's out there, you think, what am I missing? I gotta keep pace. I can't afford to fall behind any longer. Well, the more knowledge an investor has, the more confidence to invest smartly. Long-term growth, as opposed to long-term stagnation or settling for less. Options that are there. So let's kick it off. Let's talk about funds, mostly growth funds today. It could be mutual funds, segregated funds, could be Fidelity. That's what I'll get into, the funds that my clients have. Let's build up a portfolio for someone looking for growth, and that's reasonable growth. And every portfolio is different. For people's needs are different. Depending on age, income, but knowledge, the more you know or understand, the easier it is for you to adapt to ideas to boost your income. And the key is to sit down with an advisor, review and ask questions. There's different choices and different people and different goals, but most share the same overall purpose, how to gain either more income now or for later on. Now, age is important when making investment decisions. The younger you are, 55 and under, more growth you should have. But I've seen very timid 45-year-olds and very aggressive 75-year-olds, because the 75-year-olds have more knowledge, and knowledge is key. Now, key is also an age. 71 is a big key age. 71, are you over or under? If under 71, investments can be placed in an RSP. Spousal RSP, if one spouse is over 71 and the other is still under. Because RSPs, that's your last biggest tax deferral. Help split tax for later on. The older the spouse has, if the older spouse has higher income, for example. RSP contributions before 71 could be there to offset capital gains, as some investors, couples, selling off rental properties, just don't want the cost or maintenance, the headaches any longer. Real estate prices are good, capital gains might be there, but it's also the best time to sell and also the best time to invest, but not at zero point nothing. You expected or were pleased with the increased value in your rental unit. You should expect more gains from the investments where you place the sale of your property, with the least amount of tax in which you have to pay. That brings us back to the growth funds, a diversified group of growth stocks under one fund. Now, for individual stocks, those who like to do that, I want to buy my own stocks. If you're a person who can accept more risk, could be higher reward or losses, you have knowledge or you're gaining knowledge. And I encourage that for some investors. Follow the markets, do your own research, accept the risk and rewards with owning individual stocks. You have some money, you can afford to buy, you can also afford a loss. You're not emotional, you're prepared to lose money, but that doesn't mean you have to like it. You can accept it, take your loss, move on. Maybe on your own or with the guidance of a stockbroker or advisor who does this for you. You could do rather well in bank stocks or utilities, mining, well-established blue-chip stocks, or the latest tech spec stocks. And there are those who follow it, obviously professional money managers, but at-home individuals. And each have to admit there were losses along the way. But if you can shrug it off and go again, you'll be fine. Or if you have one too many setbacks, I'm out, I'm done. It comes down to suitability stocks. Now, I'm not a licensed stockbroker. I'm aware of many stocks. I own stocks, but I'm not licensed to advise you on individual stocks, but I can refer you to others who do. Now, many of these stocks are in the growth funds, in the seg funds. Fidelity funds are the ones that I primarily cover, and there are others. As long as you're getting good returns, your funds are good, you're in the better half, near the top, you'll do well. No one gets to be number one every year. But setting up your investments, growth, and growth beats inflation. You want it gains, you want good returns, because decades kind of slip by pretty fast. And if you have more decades now behind you than ahead of you, you need some smart investing. And knowledge is key. What's in these funds? Well, the Fidelity Five, I called it. Five Fidelity funds, one American, two Canadian, one global, one Far East. That's your growth. In the Fidelity American, and all funds carry about 80 to 120 stocks in them. Some are different. They have a whole range of stocks in those funds, and no one fund can hold more than 10% of one particular stock. We just can't buy Apple or RBC. It has to be no more than 10% of that stock, so it's diversified in case a company or stock goes down. Spread out a bit more. In Fidelity American, you're going to own, the most common is Apple. Apple stock, which after the split was $24 5 years ago. Now it's $125. Other stocks in your American fund are going to be Microsoft, Google, Amazon. Amazon, 5 years ago, $700 a share. Now it's $3,200 for just one share. It's very expensive to buy on its own. But you'll get a piece of it. JP Morgan, Salesforce, Nvidia, that's your gaming stock, your graphics. 5 years ago, that stock was $40. Now it's $700. So to focus in on these stocks individually, it takes a lot of money. But in funds, you can buy portions for $50, $100, $200 a month in your RSP or tax-free. And of course, they're life-insured with the SEG funds. The two Canadian funds will hold bank stocks. They'll hold your RBC and your TD and Scotia National Bank. You want to own bank shares. You may not want the banks investing in your behalf, but you certainly want to buy their stock. Dollarama, Shopify, Canadian Tire, Alimentation Couche-Tard are some of the stocks held in the Canadian funds. You go global or international, you're going to have Visa and MasterCard, a company called ASML Holdings, semiconductor company out of the Netherlands. 5 years ago, the share was $90. Now it's $690. And you might want to put a bid in the Far East, depending on your suitability. That'll be Taiwan Semiconductor. You're familiar with the name Alibaba, Tencent. It's also a gaming type, IT type stock in China. $160 5 years ago. Now it's back to about $690. Samsung, Hyundai, stocks like that. Your Fidelity Five, one American, two Canadian, one global, one Far East. Returns in the past 12 months, the American fund, from a year ago, 18%. The Canadian mid cap, 38% return. The True North, that's more the larger cap, 26%. International, the lowest of the five, at 14%. And the Far East, a 29% gain from just 12 months ago. And the reason for some of that is because the markets had bottomed out in April 2020. So for the past 12 months, there's been dramatic increases in everything from that point on. And all these five funds, assuming each fund held the same amount, if you had $100,000 last year in these funds bought in, they're up 25% overall. $100,000 is now $125 12 months later, as opposed to, I'll wait for my GICs or something to change. Those returns are not normal. Don't expect that. But the point of that is not to panic when the markets were down last year, when you all sell off. And in fact, do just the opposite. Buy more. Better still, just consistently buy each month. That's very fortunate timing. There were clients who came on board last spring, had 12-month returns that they'd never seen before in their lifetime. Although there have been other good years, just like last year, were double-digit gains. 2012, 13, 14, 16, and 19. So you have to be in, stay in, for the best long-term results. That same Fidelity 5 for the past 5 years, from May of 16 to May of 2021, American funds over 10% per year, the mid-cap 12.3, Canadian large cap 6.9, international 8%, the Far East 11.6. You add that all up, that's a 49% gain over the last 5 years, 9.8% average per year. $100,000 5 years ago is now $149,000. Time, laws of average, it always won't be that high, and future results will change, but still, solid growth will do that for a decade or two or three. There may be better funds or equal to that average close to 10%. If you've done that the last 5 to 10 years, that's great. But many do not. They're well below that. So you have options. It is your money. It is your next 5 years or decade. With knowledge, you have options. What are all alternatives to growth stocks or funds that can complement your investments? We'll be back in a moment to find out.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
Okay, and we're back. And that was a lot of numbers and info, and of course, a lot easier to do in person. But for investors who own stock and others who own growth funds or a bit of both, a portion of their investments used to be in cash or bonds or fixed income. For back in the day, rates were attractive. So you invested in something other than stocks, other than growth funds to help balance things out, to diversify, not having everything that would be or could be directly involved in the daily ups and downs of the market, where you're up 20% 1 year and maybe down minus 4% the next. Still good returns. That's an 8% average. And stocks. Where to place profit when those stocks shoot up 20% or more? Now today, cash or fixed returns have no return. They get eaten by inflation. So, some will look at alternative investing, also known as exempt or private equity, which is probably the fastest growing segment for investors in the past decade. At one time, exclusive primarily to pension plans and high net worth investors. The minimum to get in was $150,000. Now $15,000 will get you in. So to place roughly 10% of your overall investments in private equity, you should have probably an overall portfolio of $150,000. So private equity, funds or companies that do not list publicly. They raise capital or money from a select or limited number of investors who, upon meeting with a private market specialist, going over all the suitability requirements, make sure the client knows the risks and rewards, it could be a viable option. Private equity funds, and there are a variety. It could be invested in real estate or commercial or apartment-style real estate, business loans, government tax credits. The list can be long. And mainly, instead of unit values going up and down very much, the purpose or goal of these types of funds is to distribute a rather even annual return. Often, historically, in the 6 to 8% range per year. Now, distributions are like dividends. They're not guaranteed. They could lower. They could stop. But a projected target, and most of these hit their targets each year. Some do not. And some do not make it. Like any investment, returns are not guaranteed. And like any investment or stock, some of these funds have failed. So you don't overload, but for some, placing maybe 10 to 20% of your investments in funds that pay, distribute about an 8% average, can certainly enhance your income for now or in the future. Private funds, most of which have done that for almost a decade. And again, there are always a few that don't survive. Now, often you're invested in these funds for 4 to 5 years, but as most investments should be held that long. Open funds like stocks or growth funds, you can cash out if you have to or want to, usually within 48 hours. Private funds could take months to redeem, even after the initial period. But like any investment, such as real estate, for example, it might take a bit longer, as properties don't always sell at a precise time. But for those seeking an alternative to low fixed returns and or daily swings in the market, an attractive option would certainly be in a private equity or income fund. And for those who successfully play the stock market and where to place some of your profit, instead of cash, you could place it in a private income fund, some which actually have a 2 to 3 year holding time frame, and whose past distributions a bit lower, around the 6% annual range. So they're not a get rich quick, none of these are. But knowing the risk and rewards, and historically hitting annual targets of 6 to 8% annually, can certainly boost a portion of your overall investments. So it's knowledge. What's in the funds you own, and why do you have them? Knowing there are options out there for you, and having the knowledge to see what options are most suitable for you, both the risk and reward, so you can decide how to improve your next 5 years, your next decade, or decades. Growth beats inflation, and there are alternatives to low fixed income, so reach out to your financial advisor. They are there to help. If you haven't heard from your advisor in a few years, reach out. Now, you have to chase them, or you have to be on hold for an hour, and a different person every time. You have options on that as well. It is your money. So I hope you learned something this morning. That's our goal. We thank you for joining us. Located at 1702 Sackville Drive, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-4000. 5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.